KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies and 64 degrees in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Our weather forecast for today is calling for mostly cloudy skies with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms still possible through midday. We'll have a high around 79. In the news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly update on Iowa crops is usually strictly business and released after the grain markets close for the day, but Monday's report had a bit of tongue-in-cheek message to it. It noted that Iowa farmers only had 2 days suitable for field work during the past week and says activities included checking rain gauges and assessing flood damage. Iowa State University agronomist Paul Castle says many north and central Iowa corn and soybean fields are underwater.
It's getting kind of serious, really. People have had 8, 10 inches, 12 inches of rain in the last 10, 12 days. Kind of the north central part of Iowa, a lot drowned out. Just water standing, so the corn and the soybean crop will die from that.
Once the crops die, he says the farmers have a decision to make.
People will be faced with replanting parts of fields and that kind of thing.
And he says if things don't dry out soon, there may not be any option to salvage any kind of crop.
We're not out of time, but time it dries out, it might be too late for that. So there you're faced with, zero production from those drown out areas.
Despite that extensive crop flooding, Monday's USDA update continues listing about 80% of Iowa's corn and soybean acreage in good to excellent condition. Officials of the Creston Police Department are trying to sort out who was driving a vehicle that crashed into parked vehicles Friday night. Police were dispatched to East Howard Street and North Cherry Street in Creston just after 11 p.m., where a 2017 Jeep Compass SUV was on its top. Medics checked out the supposed female driver of the vehicle, 29-year-old Emmylou O'Neill of Creston, who was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center after complaining of head and neck pain. An investigation determined the Jeep was traveling south in the 400 block of North Cherry Street when it veered to the right and sideswiped a parked and unoccupied 2005 Chrysler Sebring. The Chrysler was shoved forward into a parked 2003 Ford Mustang. Officials say the SUV was traveling fast enough that after the impact, it spun around 180 degrees and flipped over onto its top. A male occupant of the SUV told police he had to crawl out through the backseat doors before he could help the driver out. He explained to them that O'Neill fell asleep after a trip to Adventureland and dinner, and both he and O'Neill were sleepy. Witnesses said the unidentified male passenger told her that he fell asleep while driving, which resulted in conflicting information for the officers. O'Neill and her passenger then claimed that she was driving and the man can't drive because of a suspended license. Both occupants were given field sobriety tests and preliminary breath tests. None of the tests were immediately conclusive, though. Citations will be issued pending results of the investigation based on who was driving the Jeep. Damage from the collision amounted to $18,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports that at around 9:40 a.m. Sunday, the Sheriff's K-9 unit attempted to stop a stolen vehicle at 190th and Jessup in Mills County. The vehicle fled into Pacific Junction and reached speeds of up to 50 miles per hour through town. The vehicle then traveled down Hillman and entered the city of Glenwood at speeds of about 100 miles per hour in a 35 zone. The vehicle then ran several stop signs and stoplights and was at 55 miles per hour on Walnut Street in Glenwood before it came to a dead end on North Walnut. There, the driver, 50-year-old Eric Dwayne Pittman of Council Bluffs, was arrested for theft in the second degree, felony eluding, possession of burglary tools, and reckless driving. The vehicle was confirmed as having been stolen out of Carlisle. Pittman was being held in the Mills County Jail on $12,300 bond. The Mills County K-9 unit was assisted during the incident by Glenwood Police, the Fremont County Sheriff's Department, and Iowa State Patrol. This past Saturday, the Mills County K-9 unit conducted a traffic stop on a vehicle on 192nd and Bungie Road. The driver, 28-year-old Thomas Michael Cash of Glenwood, was arrested for possession of a controlled substance and driving while barred. His bond was set at $3,000. In other news, the sheriff's office said 33-year-old David Michael Graham of Silver City was arrested Saturday on a warrant for willful injury and domestic abuse assault. Bond set at $15,000. That same day, 20-year-old Andrew Scott Janko of Council Bluffs was arrested on a warrant for probation violation. And on the 24th, 22-year-old Courtney McKaylee Defoe of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, was arrested in Mills County for assault and trespass. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department says a traffic stop on a speeding 2018 Nissan Sentra on I-80 at around 1:30 p.m. Sunday resulted in the deployment of the Sheriff's Department K-9 and the eventual arrest of the driver, 28-year-old Andrew Jacob Powell, and his 52-year-old passenger Richard Kenneth Powell, both of whom are from Davenport. During the probable cause search of the vehicle, 51 pounds of marijuana was located. Both subjects were placed under arrest for possession with the intent to deliver marijuana. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said also a Neola man was issued a citation Sunday evening. 56-year-old Kirk Boyer was cited in order to appear in court on a public intoxication charge following an incident at a convenience store in Oneida. Early Monday morning, a woman called the Pott County Sheriff's Office to report that she was with her sister at the Highway 6 and Hunt Avenue in Council Bluffs and was in a disturbance with her sister's boyfriend, identified as 28-year-old Darnell Coleman of Omaha. The caller advised Coleman borrowed her sister's Jeep Compass to return his children to Atlantic from Omaha. Coleman ran out of gas on Highway 6 and Hunt Avenue and would not get out of the vehicle. The sisters advised they needed law enforcement to assist. Contact was made with Coleman, who was instructed to exit the vehicle, and he refused to do so. He was placed under arrest, though, for interference with official acts. Authorities say Coleman also displayed numerous cues of impairment and was charged with OWI, first offense. A 17-year-old male from Council Bluffs and a 17-year-old female from Trainer, along with 18-year-old Ryan Patrick Dermody of Council Bluffs, were arrested Sunday morning after a Pott County deputy traveling west on Highway 92 observed a white Toyota Camry traveling westbound at a high rate of speed. The car was clocked at 67 miles per hour in a 55 zone. The 17-year-old male driving the vehicle was arrested for OWI first offense. The 17-year-old female and Dermody were arrested for consumption of alcohol by a minor. An investigation into an injury accident Sunday morning at around 8:45 at 290th and Cottonwood Road in Pott County resulted in the arrest of 39-year-old Clint Douglas Pelletier of Trainer for OWI first offense. And 47-year-old Daniel Lloyd Van Winkle of Council Bluffs was arrested Sunday afternoon for OWI first offense after an investigation was conducted following a two-vehicle injury accident on Highway 92 at Cypress Avenue. Pott County Sheriff's Office said also 34-year-old Jeremy Theron Harriman of Avoca was arrested around 3 a.m. Sunday after a deputy conducting vehicle patrol in Avoca saw Harriman seated at the intersection of North Chestnut and East Wool Streets. He approached Harriman due to the suspicious nature, and the man was unable to produce any identification but did provide his name. The deputy, who was already familiar with Harriman, knew that he had a warrant out for his arrest and took him into custody on the warrant for failure to appear on a possession of controlled substance first offense methamphetamine charge. An additional charge of possession of controlled substance meth was added after Harriman was searched and a small amount of the drug was found on his person. Council Bluffs man was arrested Saturday night for criminal trespass. 24-year-old James Anthony Miller was arrested after Pott County deputies were dispatched to 19025 Minster Springs Road for a suspicious person that tried to walk into a residence. And a call about a suspicious vehicle at around 11 p.m. Saturday resulted in the arrest of 54-year-old Scott T. Brown of Grant. The Communications Center advised deputies that a red pickup was parked in front of a caller's neighbor's residence who was out of town. Brown was subsequently taken into custody for driving while revoked. And a semi-tractor trailer driver from Texas was arrested for OWI first offense Saturday in Pottawatomie County. 27-year-old Joseph Lewis Padilla of Roanoke, Texas was arrested after a deputy was dispatched to 7013 North Chestnut at around 1:05 a.m. Saturday. And that was in response to a property damage accident. The Communications Center advised a caller was stating that a semi had just struck a berm and was possibly stuck. They also said the semi hit a fire hydrant. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.